Hi, this is Dan Steele with your Wausau Legislative Report for Tuesday, March 5th. With the scheduled sine die adjournment coming in just 2 days, Thursday, March 7th, legislation has been whipping around the Capitol with great speed as legislators work to revise bills for final passage. This afternoon, budget writers released a final compromise supplemental capital budget and are scheduled to release a final compromise supplemental operating budget tomorrow. We'll provide some of the high point details here. The final supplemental capital budget is a $1.3 billion package. Both the House and Senate earlier introduced $1.28 billion proposals, with a final compromise coming in just above initial plans. It would not be surprising to see the same thing happen with the operating budget tomorrow. For K-12 education, investments are already being called historic. That may be a bit of hyperbole. However, this is the best school facilities budget we've seen in a long time. In total, school construction is set to receive $41 million. This seems rather small, but the total includes the $295 million reduction in the school construction assistance program because of less school district requests for bonds due to higher bond failures than expected. The $41 million increase is compared to a proposed $122 million increase in the original Senate plan and a net loss of $82 million in the original House plan. The final budget includes $79 million to increase the construction cost allowance, CCA, or cost per square foot, from the current $275 to $375 per square foot. This is a bit lower than the Senate's proposed $400 per square foot, but the House's proposal didn't provide for any increase. The final budget also provides $114 million for the Small District Modernization Grant Program and $68 million for 5 skill centers. Multiple other smaller programs are funded, mostly at similar levels to previous proposals. One important note is a $1 million appropriation, as proposed by the House, to facilitate a review of the current school construction assistance program and also develop a new funding distribution formula. An interim progress report must be provided to the legislature by March 15, 2025, and a final report with a proposed funding formula by September 30, 2025. While the operating budget won't be released until tomorrow, there are some clues to major components for K-12 education, given legislation that is being finalized right now. House Bill 2494, to enhance material supplies and operating costs, or MSOC, was adopted by the full legislature today. The final bill will increase MSOC per pupil funding by $21, beginning in the current fiscal year, which positively impacts funding in the 2023-24 school year. Senate Bill 5882, enhancing staffing ratios for paraeducators as a part of the prototypical school funding model, passed the full legislature yesterday. The final bill increases staffing ratios by 0.076 per staff type, beginning in the current 2023-24 school year. Unfortunately, this is only slightly better than the current ratios and significantly less than the Initiative 1351 adopted ratios. But we'll use this momentum to continue to advocate for realistic ratios throughout the model. House Bill 2180, increasing the special education funding cap, was adopted by the full legislature today. Rather than the House's original increase to 17.25%, or the Senate's original increase of 15.6%, the final bill increases the cap to 16%. Obviously, more work needs to be done here. Just one more sample bill, House Bill 1248. This bill was originally set to positively revise the pupil transportation funding formula. It was adopted by the full legislature today. As adopted, the only thing remaining in the bill is a requirement that employees who work for pupil transportation contractors must receive health and retirement benefits. Language in the adopted bill states that school districts that have higher costs due to this bill are eligible for supplemental transportation allocations. Unfortunately, language stipulates that these reimbursements are subject to the availability of funding provided in the budget. We'll have to wait until tomorrow to see how much might be available. There are many, many other details in the new supplemental capital budget and the yet-to-be-revealed supplemental operating budget. We'll provide details in the special budget newsletter on Thursday, followed by a session wrap-up newsletter on Friday. Thanks for listening.